So we're talking about learning English. Has that worked for you in any other languages too?
I've thought about that question before, and I started studying Japanese a few years ago. I shouldn't stay studying because I haven't studied so much. But for some reason, my Japanese learning is very different to my English learning.
Right. How is it different?
I've learned the little bit of Japanese that I've learned through listening mostly and having to speak, or getting, you know, helping myself in daily situations. I haven't been able to master enough kanji and Japanese symbols to be able to read it well or to write it well at all. So I couldn't, like before, I studied English, a lot of English, you know, came to me because I read so much, but now I can't read in Japanese. So I'm having to rely on listening and mostly. And how about you?
I learned Spanish in a similar way I learned English, and that is, I did study, but I didn't think of it as studying. It was it was fun for me, but I did a lot of homework and learning vocabulary, and then once I reached a certain level, then I went to Spain to practice. But with Japanese, I haven't reached that level yet, and somehow I seem to have forgotten how to learn a language. It doesn't work anymore. So I've been trying to learn Japanese for a few years, but I think my brain has just become lazy.
It's interesting. Maybe our brains tackle every language in a different way. I don't know, because I'm also finding out it's becoming more difficult. But maybe we're only getting older. But that's maybe one of the reasons.
Maybe so.
Do you think age matters for language learning?
I would like to say no, but I think there are different factors. Surely, when you're young, you learn faster. And I think especially because there's nothing else that's occupying your mind. You're just studying. Maybe you go to high school or even university, so it's easy to take on another subject. So, say I want to learn French or whatever, so it's just more similar kind of thing, learning.
Once
you start working and your brain is not used to that kind of input anymore, I think then it becomes more difficult.
So age might have something to do with it. But I think, though, that I had this old friend who started, he retired, and then he started studying French. And he studied French, I believe, when he was in his 20s, but then he started working and gave up. And then he started again, and he could afford to go to France for 3 months and just learn and live there. And he came back and at the age of 65, and he was so much better in his French, and he'd made some French friends. And so I think it has a lot to do maybe with your motivation too, maybe.
That's right. I was just going to say maybe more so than age.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're young, you might be more eager to learn, but if you have that same kind of motivation when you're older, then why not?
Because a lot of people take up studying language later in life, when they have more time or maybe more money to spend on it.
That's right. Okay, let's try a bit harder.
I think so too. Let's try harder.